Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. The last day of 2020.
Amen.
We are here.
We are here.
You know, by the grace of God.
And we are done learning.
We have made it. You know, usually we do our last episode of the year by wrapping up the year, just talking about it, reflecting, and we're gonna do the same today.
Yes,
we're gonna wrap this shit up. And if I had an icebreaker for this episode, it would be, what was the worst year of your life and why was it 2020? Because what a year. Yes. This has been the longest decade in 1 year of my life. I feel like this year has been 3 years in 1 year.
Yeah.
Some things that have happened in January and February, like Kappa Chapter Centennial.
Light years ago.
In 2020.
How? Yeah.
How? It feels like 2018. I don't know. Feels just so long ago.
We shot one campaign
in the first month. Yeah. And it was like the first half of that month.
Yeah. We shot it early.
Yes.
It was out crazy. In February.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I was like, y'all, there's some stuff going on. I think I need to pause our feed because I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. And we ain't been right ever since.
Mm-hmm. Ever since.
It's like, were we outside for St. Patrick's Day? I don't even know. Were we shut down by then?
It had closed right then.
I feel like.
It was like March 13th because I remember that's the last day that I worked before we went.
They were trying to beat St. Patrick's Day.
Not being able to go in the office. It was a Friday. I remember that.
That was like the middle of March.
I just flown from Boston on like the 8th.
Okay.
And when we came back, the first case was confirmed in Indiana, and homeboy came from Boston.
Yes.
And everybody was like, all y'all that just came from Boston, stay y'all asses at home. And we're like, okay, like what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just, I remember being on that flight, and it was the weirdest flight. I remember being on that flight. And everyone was looking. You know how you get on your plane and everybody looking all weird, you know, because everybody getting settled and all that. Everybody got weird facial expressions. The facial expressions of everyone getting on that plane was like everyone was being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. Like that's how everyone was looking at everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because half the people on the plane had masks on and the other half of the people didn't. Because at that time, they were still telling us, oh, don't wear masks. It's not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just wash your hands and sanitize and don't take all the masks because you're taking them from healthcare workers.
Yeah.
So I had no mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys sitting near me were looking at me so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And if anyone not American looking, I should say, got on the plane, they were looking at them just as crazy. And it was just, it was the oddest flight. And it went from y'all not coming to work on Monday, y'all not coming to work on Tuesday, y'all not coming back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just never went back. Yeah. And I was just like, okay. Yeah. My shit's still at my desk. Like, everything's still there. Like, we just never went back to work. Mm-hmm. It was the strangest thing. It happened so quick.
It did. Yeah. Especially if the kids not going back to school after spring break.
Yeah.
That, I was like, what in the world?
Just never went back.
What do you mean? What do you mean they're not going back? Yeah. This is wild.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this year has just...
It's just been so much.
The pandemic... The murder hornets that never came.
That's hilarious.
I feel like we always talk about the murder hornets.
We do. We do always bring them up.
They just never came. What a year. So, you know, do y'all have any highlights of 2020? If you had any to find. I feel like I was pulling shit out of my ass for this part. But I will say... You have some?
No, not necessarily. Like, when I was thinking about that, I'm like, there's not really... I mean, we really wasn't able to do a lot, you know? Like, I mean, I think my biggest highlights would be just, like, the personal work I've done. But,
I mean,
other than that, there aren't really any big major highlights that I can really think of.
You have any highlights?
Well, I got a new job at work. It was at the same level, but I got a new team before we went through a lot of changes. So I didn't have to go through some of the changes a lot of my other colleagues had to go through very recently. So my place was kind of solidified this fall because of that decision in the spring. I wouldn't downplay your personal stuff.
No.
I would say that I wrote that down, like, learning myself this year has probably been one of the biggest highlights. And then just learning myself deeply, I should say.
Yeah.
And then just in a lot of different ways. This is probably the longest I've ever been going to therapy as regularly.
That's good.
As I have, like, I used to go, even before this, with the same therapist before the pandemic, every other week.
Yeah.
And if I couldn't do that, once a month. But I've been seeing homegirl every week, you know, through the computer, with few times where we couldn't. And so just the fact that I was able to keep that going during these times and prioritizing that even during the busiest times of my work year, and just saying no, like, and no one asking me questions and me not offering any information. This is a hour. You will not be able to find me. I will get back on after that. And so I just really prioritize that this year. But even with, like, my readings and keeping up with those, I was doing them like once a month for the first half of the year.
Like tarot readings?
Uh-huh.
They're so, like...
They're just so insightful.
They are. They're kind of addicting.
They are addicting. And so that's why I kind of slowed down, because I got really, really, really into it where I was doing like a couple of months. And so so I had to slow down. But I really like connecting the themes that are happening between my meditations that I might do by myself with my therapy sessions, with my tarot readings, and just seeing how they all kind of intertwine. I just love that, because it's even more affirmation for me. So just all of those things together just help me learn so much about me and help me really pick up on just signals from the universe, kind of what the heck is going on, and nods that I'm going in the right direction. And so I think just building my intuition, learning myself more deeply, but also building my intuition even more.
Yeah, because you can take that into 2021.
Oh, yeah.
22.
Forever.
Yeah, those are good ones. So, yeah, don't... Hey, you there. You, don't you downplay your personal...
I wasn't downplaying it. I just couldn't think of anything else. That's the only really thing that I could really take out of. I mean, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've kept yourself healthy.
Yeah.
That's a You're here.
Yeah, I am.
You are here. And no, there's like,
seriously, I thought I'm not gonna get emotional today. Like,
no, but I'm being like, so serious. I thought about that this morning. Yeah.
I don't know what I was on. This is the most random shit. I was on Jordan Wood's page. I actually kind of like her.
What
I was on
wrong Jordan, with Jordan Wood.
Yeah. And so I was on Jordan Wood's page and her boyfriend,
Carl.
Yes.
Carl Anthony, to be exact. Let me say his whole name. Carl Anthony.
I have not been like super, like I've not watched the news. I've barely been reading like gossip things. So nothing. I really haven't been into anything.
Yeah.
And so I remembered hearing about a basketball player's mom.
Yeah.
Who had passed due to COVID. Didn't know it was her boyfriend. So just randomly stumbled on his page this morning. And the first thing I see when I wake up is this video that I clicked on, because it didn't pop on my timeline, that I clicked on, was him, this tribute video to his mom for Mother's Day after she had passed from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I start my day this way?
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I was just like, but it made, and it made me think about what we were going to be talking about tonight. And it, I was just like, my parents have been safe this year.
Yeah.
Like, in being able to say that, as much as they irritate me.
I know.
And,
I
you know, we don't always see eye to eye. We be arguing and all that stuff. But, like, my parents are here.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were essential. Mm-hmm. My parents had to work this whole time. They could not take breaks. And they both have
comorbidities, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And health, you know, prior health conditions and all these things. They are at risk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they still had to be in the world, and they are safe, and they have not tested positive ever. And so, like, just being able to see that this morning and just not take that for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a thing. My 2020 highlights. I moved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the midst of the pandemic, it was a very weird experience, but it happened. And I love my new place. I like it better than my old place. And
both,
it's bigger.
Our new places are cute.
Mm-hmm. We both moved. See, that is a highlight.
Yeah.
You know what?
No, I mean, I moved, and I would consider that it's been like a 2020 highlight, just because, like, you know, I had lived in the same apartment complex for 5 years. So it was just nice being in a different space, having more space, and just really making something my own. So.
Yeah, because I got forced to move, but it all worked out. I did. But it all worked out. I turned 30, and that was very important to me. And I didn't get to go to Vegas, but I did have a great party. That party was great. It was fun. It was fun. I was fucked up along with everybody else. Probably not Jenny, because Jenny is smart and safe. But for the rest of us, we were not.
I have to plead the fifth.
Smart. It's the summer. We had no idea what was ahead of us, and, you know, nobody got COVID, and that is very important.
Yeah,
for my party. I became a charge nurse in the midst of this dang on pandemic, which is one of my goals. Mm-hmm. I've been putting it off because I was a little nervous, and I kind of just leaped into it.
Yeah.
And oh, we turned 10 in AKA.
I still can't believe that.
I was thinking
about that the other morning. I'm like, damn, we really turned 10.
I feel like all of those 10 years was in 2020, because this year has been this long. Gosh. But yeah, no, that was an important milestone. And just for us to be just as close as we were, and to have like no gaps in our friendship or sisterhood or anything like that. So it was a great time, and I wish it was longer. But we came from all parts of the country, and we made it happen.
Yes.
And it was really perfect. It was a flawless trip.
Yeah.
It was flawless. Okay. Now, what about, and we could talk about this all night, but what about your 2020 lowlights? Any, like, not so good? I mean, outside of the pandemic.
Mine, like, just things that like I wanted to either do or accomplish and I wasn't able to. So like, you know, really being down about the fact that I wasn't really able to travel as much, which maybe if not all people can relate to that.
Yeah.
But that, and then also, I mean, I guess this could be like a highlight, even though I could also consider it like something that I'm not too proud of, but like taking that test and not passing it. Mm-hmm. But then I guess it kind of gave me motivation to retake it, knowing that, you know, I have everything, all the study material and stuff like that. So I would say that. Let me see what else. My hope, I told myself at the beginning of this year that I wanted to be, you know, in a different position by the end of this year, even though I'm not here, but I have taken steps to work towards that. So yeah, I mean everything that I didn't get a chance to do, I feel like I made progress towards it in some type of way.
Yeah. I don't even know what my 2020 goals were. Like,
yeah, I have to go back and listen to that. I'm gonna have to because
I don't remember, but I just remember being so optimistic. Oh, and yeah. I'm just gonna,
we were like, this is the year.
I'm gonna,
it's 20.
I'm gonna ascend. Mm-hmm. It's a new decade of life. We're gonna elevate, and I've never felt more stagnant in my life, but you know,
it was a world reset,
man.
Yeah.
Do you have any low light?
A
complete reset.
Oh boy. Well, I'll start with the easiest ones. my entire birthday was canceled. I mean, for the most part, like yes, I was during the part where nothing was open, you couldn't go nowhere. So I was literally on Zoom in my living room by myself. And that
it was a very fun
Zoom party, and I still got drunk by myself. But I think back and I'm like, damn, you was really in your living room by yourself on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And just hoping I don't have another birthday like that.
Nope.
Not
this big one
not
coming
for
up.
My 30th.
No.
And so that kind of kicked it all off. And I would say, you know, I'm aging. We're all aging.
We're
not old. We're just aging.
We are. It's a fact.
We're maturing.
Yes, we are.
And my health is aging
too. Yes.
And so being stagnant this year because the gyms were closed, like all the things that I had done to really keep myself in tip-top shape, when all those things went away, my body was like, oh, this cute. Let me show you this. Let me show you that. So I had to get back on some medications I haven't had to be on for a long time that just really weren't in my plan to have to deal with. I just really been managing a lot of stuff naturally. I found out I had asthma. So a few episodes ago, y'all probably heard me coughing my lungs up in the background. Mm-hmm. And that was a whole thing. And so I just had some different health points that weren't that fun to deal with this year, and just really, and that were escalated because COVID was happening. Because, you're working at home, you're looking at a computer screen for 13, 14 hours a day, boom, your migraines are worse. Mm-hmm. And just, now you need medication for that. And just like things that wouldn't have been a thing had we not been in this situation this year. And so that was hard. And then I know, like a lot of other people, just suffered a lot of loss this year. And my losses had nothing to do with COVID, but it just was, damn, y'all really died this year. Like my mom, my grandma, my uncle, like all of them between August and November. And so that's been a lot to digest, and also was a really good reason for me to keep my weekly therapy appointments. But those are really hard and things that I'm still processing.
Because it's like, okay, the pandemic is going on and we can't see outside of it, but it's also like life is still happening.
Yeah.
Alongside the pandemic.
Alongside the pandemic. And I think for me, I can't remember if I said this on the episode, and I know I rarely try to say this out loud because it makes me cry all the time, but like the guilt part for me with Selena and even my grandma, like I would yell at my mom for going to my grandma's house because I'm like, she has cancer.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot just go to her house. She has on oxygen. Mm-hmm. Like, do not put her at risk. You go to work. Like, you can't go there. And this is because I would be so worried for her. And so, and I had the same worry for Selena. And so, I purposely would not see those people. Mm. And so, I didn't see them and they died anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I had to really come to terms with that. And while I'm still being as safe as I can, I've been getting tested regularly and different things like that. If I go around people I'm not usually around and such, I still have to see my people.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have that kind of feeling I had when Selena passed.
Yeah, for sure. That is a hard thing. Were you gonna say something?
Yeah, I was. I was just thinking about just like the highlights and how just, you know, us discussing all this kind of made me think about things that I should have thought about. But I think one thing throughout the disappointment, it like I feel like a highlight for me was the fact that like my income wasn't affected by it. And I think that that's something that I'm very grateful for because so many people were like, it was just like, it could have been real bad. Like, and it wasn't. And I'm grateful that I was even able to pay off stuff during this time. Yeah. So just, you know, not being impacted by it. So the fact that I wasn't able to change jobs, I'm grateful that I still have the job that I have.
Yes.
And just being able to, you know, navigate how to work virtually because who knows how long this is going to last or if we go through something like this before, just having those skills to be able to do the job because I think that's going to be important. There was something else, I was going to mention. This wasn't what I was going to mention, but I'm thinking about it. So I know that, like, I think it was something, Aisha, that you had, like, one of your segments that you had talked, you was talking about grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it just kind of really hit home for me because I feel like, yeah, I may not have personally lost someone, like, even before COVID, but in life in general. But there are so many different losses that I've had in life, like, when it comes to different relationships and things like that. And I just never really, like, when I would experience those things, I never really thought about, like, really grieving it. And I think that that was so important for me because, you know, just going through life, like, you know, I've had, you know, like just some of the things that I've gone through life. I think I not suffer, but it's difficult for me to be in relationships and stuff like that because I fear of abandonment because of, you know, going through what I've gone through when I was growing up and just coming to terms with being able to grieve situations. Because I mean, people come and go and not being able to, and being able to handle that after experiencing it. So I think that that really had helped me work through a lot of different things. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that, and that's real. And that's real about the income part. I just thought about that when I was on Create Connect Laboratory. We kind of went around and talked about some of our highs and lows. And so many women on that call talked about being laid off and furloughed at different parts of the year. And I was just like, wow, like I didn't have to think about that. Like they paid my ass on time.
Yeah.
And it was what I was supposed to be paid. Every time. And, you know, just other families that really had to navigate that.
Agreed.
Now, do I deserve hazard pay? Hell yes.
Hell yes. No, you do.
Like, did I get it? Hell no. But my lights are on and I'm fed, so you know, like, I'm just grateful for that. months. Yeah. Because $1,200 for 9 months. Like, I don't know what they thought that was going to do. That little, you know, Trump check.
I was going to say, we can just wrap Trump up with a bow as a low. As a low. That's it. A low light.
You know, speaking of a highlight, the day that he lost, it just felt like everything in the world was right.
Yes.
Like, everybody was just so happy, and it just was one happy day.
It's like, oh, thanks.
Something. God. Give us something.
Y'all did something right this year.
Just something.
Y'all listened. Y'all went out. Y'all went outside and voted.
They did.
Oh, look at that.
They did do it. Low lights for me. I got my heart broken really bad. And it sucked. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know. I didn't realize a lot of people don't know. I think at first I just didn't tell people because it's embarrassing as hell.
Yeah.
Like, talk about how I got my heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then in order for me to just keep, I just had to keep going. It was just one of those things that it's like, I cannot lay in the bed about this. I just got to keep
pushing through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked for me. And now I can talk about it without wanting to go stab him. You know. And also, because I know that I made the definite decision that I would never date him again. So when I was truly like in that decision is when I knew, okay, I could talk about we aren't together because he got a new baby. And like, and when my friends, even like some of people that I talk to every day didn't know, and I'm just now telling them, and their faces are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, life comes at you fast. It does. So I got my heart broken and I had COVID, and it really blew my mind at how sick I was, because I was sick and for a long time. And I think I probably downplayed how sick I was because I didn't want people to be worried.
Yeah.
But I was pretty sick for a long time. Like, I was out of work for a solid 2 weeks. And I think that people thought, oh, at least all the nurses, we all thought, oh, we probably already had it and don't have any symptoms. And just for me to work on a floor where I deal with, like, the flu all the time and different, like, respiratory infections, that my immune system would be, you know, strong enough to deal with something like COVID. And granted, it could have been way, way, way worse. I never went to the hospital or anything like that. But I was just surprised at how sick I was. But it is a highlight that I beat it and that I don't have any, like, post-COVID symptoms, because I know there are people out there that still are having problems. And it's crazy. But I feel fine.
We're glad.
I'm glad.
That was scary.
Me being sick. I knew I was sick like almost immediately. Like, I know some people like it takes time. No, it was like the moment I knew I was sick, I asked my other friend, hey, is she still sick? Because I think she gave me something. And like the day that I got swabbed is the day she tested positive for COVID. So I definitely knew that I had it. But nobody got it from me. You know, that's what's important.
We were literally recording that week. Let me tell you, the franticness.
We recorded. Like,
Frantic.
We recorded, and the next day, that next, like, night, I was like, I was sick.
Because I was like, wait. And Jenny's time frames was all jacked. She was like, she was like, she said Wednesday or Monday. And that was like almost 14. I said, Jenny, what are you talking about?
I forgot. I completely forgot we had recorded. I was thinking about us being together when we met.
That is why I told anybody who I was around, basically. I told y'all, I am sick. And I am going to get tested. And so I recommend it to anybody that was around, because I had people at my house. I had people at my house and none of them got it. I'm very thankful. But wild.
Crazy.
So what did y'all learn about y'all selves this year? I'm going to wrap it up with this question.
Oh, I learned a lot.
Oh, your face.
Jenny, why do you look defeated?
Because
I know you're tired. I know. We got you out way past your bedtime.
I'm gonna... Yo, it's way past Jenny's bedtime. It's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock.
We're just teasing. Come on, Tina.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's not. That's the thing, because like, when I'm at home, when I'm at home, I don't be this sleepy, because I think maybe I'm just at home, but I am a little tired right now. I'm a little tired. I mean, it was a lot. I don't want to like sit here and like start rambling, but I would say the biggest thing for me is that like there's a few things. Like, I deal with feeling guilty for certain things, and I think that I always had the feeling, but I never really identified that feeling, and I haven't really taken time to address that feeling of guilt. But I think knowing that, it would help me with a lot of my like different relationships. So I just realized, like, you know, I deal with feeling guilty a lot, and it makes me like overthink a lot of things about different people and different situations. And then I also realized that, you know, when it comes to like relationships, I think that at some point I didn't want to date because I just wanted to be alone. But I think at the same time I was kind of like in denial about what it was that I wanted. And it's like, I want a relationship, but I was just afraid of not being able to find it with the right person. And so I just felt like, okay, it's easier if I just don't try. And so just really knowing that will help guide future connections that I have with people, because I think that's been my problem when it comes to dealing with people. Like, I know I want a relationship, or I mean, at the time it's like, yes, that's what I want, but I don't think I'd ever really just say, okay, this is what I want. I want a relationship, and this person, I want that, then I can't do. Like, I would always like try. And I think that's where I kind of went wrong and found myself in these situationships that I didn't really want to be in. I would probably say those two things.
But I think a lot of people have been in that boat. And two, I don't know why it is such a negative like connotation connected to somebody expressing that they want a relationship. I don't understand like why that's not a bad thing, that somebody wants to be with somebody else in a committed, exclusive space. But, you know, in the dating world, I don't know. It's just like women just get a bad rep for wanting
I know what you're saying. Like, it's like sometimes it scares people away. And another thing, this last thing I'm gonna mention, like, and this kind of just came to me like more so recently, like, I feel like, you know, like we've talked about like not soul ties but soulmates, and I think like I've gotten so used to having that like excitement in like situations that I've been in, that I've never really been in a situation where we've gotten past that excitement. So I feel like, not that I try to rush relationships, but like if I don't have that excitement anymore, like I'm thinking something's wrong, I'm like making assumptions about what this person may think, and then I get into the point where I'm like trying to rush things. But I think I just mentioned like abandonment, like I don't want, like I feel like sometimes I overthink and I get anxious because I'd rather get in front of the situation to prevent myself from feeling abandoned.
Yes.
And I don't think I realized that before now. So, yeah. And it's like, sometimes I feel like that's like, it's not healthy, because when I'm that way, I can't sleep. My brain is constantly going and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, you just need to like calm down.
I think this year, I think the biggest takeaway was for me to be gracious with myself and be delicate with myself and other people. Because I am not the most gracious person. And I know that about myself, but it is something that I want to work on doing, because I know that this year was not just hard for me, but literally everybody. I don't know a person, like, if this year you didn't feel any type of way or affected by things that were going on this year. I don't know what reality you're living in or what drug you're on, and I would like to try it. But whatever drug they're on, I want to try it. Yeah. It escapes you from reality that much. But people are just going through so many things, and I am trying to, and this is like very fresh, very new, but trying to, you know, like if we have a problem with somebody else, like an issue with somebody else, like, well, Jenny, let's say I had a problem with you, right? And in my mind, this is a problem, so it's magnified in my head, but I don't know what you have going on in your life. You know, and it just may be very minor to you, or something you have going on is the reason why we have this problem. And I'm just either taking it personal, and it may not even be a personal thing. So I am trying to learn that even though this is magnified and it is big to me, everybody is not always out to do me wrong, you know. So I'm trying to be gracious with that and myself.
That's a good one, Tyra.
It's new.
That's new.
It is.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
You know, not that these are probably any different from last year.
That's all right.
Or the year before. But I think I've just learned them on a deeper, on a different level. Everything, maybe my word this year should be deep. Because I truly realize I cannot do all things. That is not a new Aisha lesson. Y'all know that is Aisha theme. That is Aisha handbook. You ain't gotta do all the things. You ain't gotta do 100 things. You ain't gotta do 100 things at once. But I truly learned that in a lot of different ways this year of, A, I don't have the mental capacity to hold all of these things. I don't have the human capacity to do all of these things. And I don't have the creative capacity to make all of these things happen by the time that they need to happen. And so I just really saw that manifest a lot of different ways this year with a lot of different things, whether it was from business things to work things, literally all the things. And I just learned how essential rest is.
Yes, it is.
Because my body started making me go to bed and like I could not hold my eyes open type of go to bed, and I was like, well damn, like it's 10 o'clock, like there are some nights that I really am like that, or I'll just go sit in the bed and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just watch this show and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. I wake up and it's 2 o'clock and I'm, when did I go to sleep? I'm gonna do this and that and this and so I'm in the process of trying to shift my work productivity to a different time of day. But I just really had to learn that rest was really essential, A, because it contributed to my body breaking the hell down this year in a lot of different ways. And I just couldn't kick it, you know? I ain't spring chicken. I can't just be kicking it all the time. Aging. And what'd you say?
You're aging.
I'm aging. In the words of me, I am aging. and if I do, I feel it. And it takes me longer to bounce back, like a week to bounce back if I don't get the rest I need. So just taking that into the new year. And so I've just really made a promise to myself, truly, I say this, I know I say this all the time, but truly not to overcommit and really apply that to a lot of different things in life and put boundaries in place. Work, I love what I do, I really do, but they have dragged me through the fucking mud these past couple of weeks, and I really had to have some tough conversations and say, look, I ain't doing this. I can't do this. I cannot do this next month, next year. I can't do this. So like, what we need to do, and just really had to put boundaries up related to rest, related to time, related to how much I'm able to do. And so I'm just really gonna take that in the next year and hope that I preserve myself.
Yes, preservation.
and hopefully have very meaningful things that I bring out as far as completion.
Mm. I like that. Do you have any last thoughts about 2020?
Thank
before
you.
Before we wrap this up.
And good riddance.
Bye, bitch. Do you have any last words?
No. I mean, you know, I just want to put a period on it.
Period.
In the words of our Migos, maybe real loud. Period. With a T. Hey, where do the T come in? Is it silent? Period. Or is I'm showing my age. Is it?
You know what?
This is when Jenny's closing her notebook. She's done with me for the night.
There's this video of this white actress, and the video says period T. And I knew what she was trying to say, but it just was so damn funny. Period T. That's where Aisha is. Period. There it is. Well, 2020, what a year. I don't need to learn nothing else. Mm-mm. In the way that I learned it this year. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. I don't gotta learn lessons in such a hard ass manner. Mm-mm. Like, you know. Right.
And I think we all learn to say it can't get no worse than this. Nothing else could.
I ain't never said that because it
did. Can't nothing else happen because something else already happened after that.
Happened. Yeah. So many things. I know we didn't even touch on so many like highlighted mm-hmm. things that happened
social
this year
and all of that.
Yes, which we have talked about in our other episodes, but I just want to wrap this year up and like Aisha said, put it in a bow. Mm-hmm. I just want to light this year on fire. I want to put it in rice. Just I just ready for new beginnings, which we will talk about in 2021.
Yes. New beginnings. This is TNR.
Yes. We're going to wrap this up with your last she-spiration of 2020. Y'all almost didn't get one, but I feel like we got to close this year off with the last word.
And I hope that, you know, it does justice for the last she-spiration, but here we are. So it is never too late to give yourself what you need. No matter how many times you have to start again, you're always worth every try.
Go get what you need, boo. Get what you need next
you
year.
You are worth every
worth
try.
Every
damn try.
Starting tomorrow.
Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Like,
today.
Like, you worth every try. Just keep trying. Just keep trying. Okay. Wow, that was good. Well,
thanks for hanging.
It's been real, y'all. It's been too real.
We
have been consistent,
baby.
We have been giving y'all episode after episode after episode, and we're gonna keep it going in 2021.
Yes.
And with that said, we will see y'all next year.
We out.